Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sweet Discussions here on All Poetry, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. My name is Sweet Pea, and tonight is a time to celebrate. Here on Team of Voices, it is our third anniversary. Well, technically, it happened a week or so ago, but I happen to be stuck in Texas, so we are celebrating tonight. So pop the champagne, pull up your chair, your cooler, pop a beer, pop whatever you're going to pop. But tonight we are going to celebrate some great things that have happened over the last 3 years. I'm very excited. tonight's going to be fun. I want to thank, of course, everybody that's been involved, because tonight we celebrate you, the poets, and all the poems that we've been able to listen to, write, and subject matters. I want to take a special thanks to Deborah Lee, who put all of this together. It's been pretty amazing to have her aboard. Also, my fellow team members here, AP's on the line, and, of course, Jay Hatter. And I couldn't work with a better group of people. So we're going to talk about a few things up front. But first, I'm going to bring some people on board. Say hello, AP.
Hi, Sweet. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. And then, of course, I'm going to say hello to Deborah Lee.
My sweet.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And then I'm good. We have Raconteur online. Say hello, Rack.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
On my way here.
Hey, Rack.
All right. And then we have Wayne Jett, the group's jester, the fun man, the love man, the love bird. And the special barbecue man.
A great group of people there tonight.
Yeah. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good, I reckon. Been working hard, but been good. Feeling good.
Good. And then we have 503 on the line, and I know I should know this number, but I don't. So who's five?
That's me, sweet.
I knew it was David. I knew it was you, and I'm like, oh, it's gotta be Prophet. And if I'm wrong, somebody's gonna be mad at me. See, and it's Mr. Yeah. Dave Prophet. And of course, you're right there on my list. So the first list I wanted to run down is, we've got Pitcher Prop Monday. So let's talk about Pitcher Prop Monday. And I had asked Deb this about a month ago. Is, hey, do you know how many front page picks you have regarding Pitcher Prop Monday? And, she didn't know. And I started to try to go back and count. I know of 10 front page picks from Pitcher Prop Monday. But that's all I could count. I am pretty sure there's more.
Take
no, that's
off.
Not for me. I have three myself from Pitcher Prompt Monday. I am just blown away that every time I turn around, I'm like, oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. But I had other things to do, and I stopped counting. So if anybody could ever get me a final count, I would love to know what or who made the front page with Dev's Pitcher Prompt Monday. And then there are the collabs between Deb and AP. Now, I haven't counted, I didn't go back. If you've never read them, they're fabulous, they're amazing, they're just incredible. And you don't know what they are. They're these pictures that Deb gives AP and Hatter once a week. And they don't speak to each other. And I've been blessed to be a part of a couple of these. And they just throw them up. And they write a certain number of lines, and apart from each other, they don't speak, they don't talk. And Deb puts them all together, and they mash them up. Now, I know Deb's going to have this answer for me, maybe not right now, but later in the show, of how many times they're ranked a 10 by our little algorithm, because they're funny, they're great, they're hilarious. If you've never read one, I would suggest that you go and find those where those little precious gems are. And then, of course, we have these great shows called Tic-Tac-Toe. I have never won one. Not yet. I've tied. But never once have I beaten anyone at this game. It's a frustrating thing. So this my goal sometime in the next 3 years, when we're celebrating our 6th anniversary, I can say, I've won! Even though now it's Tic-Tac-Banjo. So now I'm worried. All right. And then another special thing we have is, we've been blessed by an angel. We have the greatest rhyme stories. We've been tortured by a tooth fairy. We've been giggled by a cow. We've been thrown under a bus. We have the battle between Hatter and Stephen, which can go on forever. We have special barbecues brought to us by Wayne Jett. We have a dark mother that oversees us all. And I have hope that spring is eternal. There's just so much going on in this special group. And it's all because of all the great poets. And I just am so heartfelt for all of this. I just want everybody out there to know. My little story that comes into this is, 3 years ago, I was approached by Deb, and foolish me took, 2 plus weeks to come back and go, Yeah, all right, I'll try it. We'll see where it goes. Because I was scared and reluctant to say, okay, I might be okay with this. I might be good enough to be a part of that. I didn't think that I could handle it or, you know, be a responsible enough person or, you know, I'm not that great of a poet. Why would anybody want to listen to me? But thank God she gave me that opportunity, and I'm very, very grateful. So since we have so much poetry, we are going to start with a very special poem because I know I'm a part of it, and be blessed by the Dark Mother herself, if that's okay with you, David.
Sure, absolutely.
All right. So, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let me... Okay, hold on. Let me check the studio real quick. I apologize.
Okay.
I got somebody calling in from Skype, but I don't see him. Deb, are you in the studio?
Yes.
Okay, will you be on
the lookout? I will let you know if anything pops up.
Okay, because WSP is trying to get in from Skype or something like that, and I don't see him. All right, so... let me get into my studio, and we will get Mr. Prophet on the board, as excited as I am about this. She's, I'm very, very, you know, up there and ready to go. All right. So she has been with us the whole time, and... major character, let us go speak with the beautiful Dark Mother and Mr. Dave Prophet. Here we go.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, okay, here we go. Well, let me preface this a little bit. Pam made a comment to me the last time we were on the air together, and she said, you know, Dave, she says, I really like the vulnerable side of the Dark Mother. I'd like to see more of that. And so I woke up this morning about 6 o'clock and I was thinking about it, and this thing started writing itself in my head, and I thought, well, I better get up and before I lose it. And so I wrote this morning, and it's called The Softer Side. Gunpowder and cotton candy, this purple vortex of her essence whirled up in front of me. It was my queen.
Oh, David William, I need thy explanations, for I am heavy inside, and know not why.
What troubles thee, Dark Mother?
Women speak of me, saying, Dark Mother is elemental, a force of nature. Hold me, David.
Arms around the queen of the universe, her beautiful head in my right hand, her dark energy mane floating in distant solar winds, her breathing gently shaking, weeping, her relativistic tears rain down upon my hand.
David, what am I?
Her hydrogen alpha eyes glowing softly as she looked into mine, parsecs deep, still I saw the hurt, crystalline tears down those symmetrically perfect cheeks, her quantum symmetry of perfection.
What is it to have a heart? Explain heartbreak, my love.
Her breath in short snatches, she shudders in gravitational waves, gentle upon her reverie. Heartbreak is not to wish for, my queen, as if I did not love you, that I despised you.
How terrible.
She gasped.
Do you still love me, David? Though we are sometimes apart?
I will always love you, my queen. I kissed those dark energy lips, coiled in interstellar pitch blend. I saw images of those questions she asked of her cosmic soul. I sought to give her my heart, she said.
David, you wish to give me a piece of your heart? Is this true?
Yes, 'tis the least I can do.
You love me that much, David.
I do. She put her forehead upon my shoulder, weeping, tears of gratitude in sparkling iridescence. I kissed her neck.
David William, such feeling. You inspired me. I've never felt before. Am I becoming female? I'm so conflicted.
You are the model of femininity, my lovely queen.
If I could not love you, David, the universe would die.
No human female has loved me as you have, my queen. I would die for thee were you to wish it. I wept, both holding each other in an exchange of real and virtual tears, both existing in the same reality, identical in efficacy.
We shall forever be unto eternity.
End poem. Well done, Bam. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I actually do love the softer side of the Dark Mother. You two have been through the universe and back, and I really look forward to continuing your journey as she finds, you know, a lot of emotions that come with, you know, the human side of you and discovering the human side of you. I'm sure things will become even a little more complicated than they've been, you know, but she does have to run the universe, and that's also very complicated. I expect for her to come into, you know, a lot of other things, and you guys fighting all the other elements in the universe as we continue to open black holes and discover things. I thought it was quite brilliant. Let's see. Let me get a couple of comments here. Let's go with Wayne Jett.
All right. I said, you two lovers should get a room. It's the Queen and the Machine, a great collab. I would have liked to heard a little more lip smacking, but Dave's a little too much of a gentleman for that. It's a great little collab you did, and enjoyed it, and good job writing it, Dave. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Let's make
Thank
it very
you,
clear. This was not a. I want to make it very clear. This was all written by David. I only read for him. This is not definitely a collab. This is all his brilliance. let's go with AP. I would appreciate that.
If I could not love thee, David, the universe would die. That's sort of, you know, it sort of starts and stops right there, though. Right, really like it.
All right.
Sorry.
And Deb, I'm going to give you the. Oh, sorry. I'm going to give you the last comment, and then tell me who we're welcoming aboard.
Okay, dokie. Well, for starters, I thought the two of you read very well together. And David, I agree with Sweet as far as tapping into the softer side here. I like when you do that as well. And I like that you incorporated everything from that gunpowder cotton candy perfume of hers through to the conversations that show us that she cares for you as much as you care for her, and always your details that paint us this story. But I very much like the way it ends. We shall forever be unto eternity, like a pledge. It ends with a pledge or a declaration. So you did a really awesome job with that, as usual. Fun share. And my sweet, you now also have Jay Hatter.
Excellent.
And you have... I guess he's not going to say hello. Wake up, Hatter.
Happy birthday. I mean, anniversary.
There you go. And you have WSP in the studio.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great. How are you?
And you have Grass. Hey.
Grass.
Howdy, y'all. How
Grass
you doing?
Money.
There you go.
Great, I'm so glad you're here.
Third
hey, Grass.
Anniversary of the team of voices.
Yeah. Team of voices. So, Gress, are you on a time-tight schedule?
Not really. I can hang out for maybe about an hour or so.
All right. Hold me to it, because I get carried away. Pay attention. You know how I am.
Yep.
AP, are you on a time schedule? I didn't even ask. I just assume you're here.
I'm going to stick around for the first hour, sweet. So I'm not nearly so much as normal.
All right. You're not out saving the world tonight? That's just crazy to me.
I'll try for this evening.
All right. Well, David, I loved it. I thought you were amazing. I thought that the piece was incredible. I really, truly enjoyed The Dark Mother. And
thank you.
I really enjoyed being with you. I thought it was brilliant. Yeah. What? You got something to say, Hatter? All right, Hatter, tell me what you have to say.
Yeah, I
can
say.
You got to say, Hatter.
You didn't ask me if I could about time, so I just wanted to throw in that I'm here for the duration.
Oh, you can stay.
Right. Well,
I thought you were saying you can stay as well. He can stay, sweet.
No, I can stay.
Oh, he can stay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're staying with me all night, because that's the most important thing in my world is that you stay. You know that, though.
Exactly.
But you're already aware of that. All right.
Hey, yeah, sweet. He's been trained well by you.
Hey, Grass.
All right.
He may stay, but his words he cannot say.
That's right.
Yes.
The words he can't.
There we go. Let's see, where am I at? I don't even know anymore. All right. Everybody
Colorado.
Say hello to Amadeus. Couldn't have a third anniversary without Amadeus in the background saying something.
Exactly.
Rock me, Amadeus.
Yeah. Rock me, Amadeus.
Thank you.
He's got to be doing something. That was, how about we do Budo? Buddha's always bringing me happiness. Did he bring something? Or did he just say, oh, no, he did.
He dropped.
He did drop. All right. We will put Buddha up there. Deb's a doll and put everything in for me.
It was the last one I added
good.
In. You may need to refresh again.
Okay. We'll do that. Let me actually, come on. I'm sorry. I keep jumping tonight. I don't know what's going on. All right, do that. Go to my studio. Budo. Refresh. This is what happens when Pretty Bird leaves me and doesn't, like, do everything I need. All right, here we go.
In the month we call December of the year 2002, I forever will remember at the time my dreams came true. It was well within the season that should make the spirit light. And that nothing had gone right.
Bravo, Mr. Budo. Once again, he brings just beautiful lyrics, beautiful melodies, and a great guitar. I love the lyrics. She gave to me this message that these painful lessons learned were just the rite of passage for a love that must be earned. How often is that, you know, one relationship just causes us so much pain and so much grief, and we think that we're in love, and then we roll into a different relationship and we find, oh, that's why I learned that wasn't love, because this is what it's supposed to feel like. And I really, you know, finally, after years of one relationship, got that. You know, and maybe someday I'll really get it and fall in love. And we were talking about that the other night, about having that feeling of, oh, you know, that's it. I know Hatter knew exactly when he fell in love, and it involved a orange jumpsuit. I just find that awesome. So Hatter, tell me what you thought.
Oh, it's a great, great Budo. I love the opening lines. It gets a date. Chorus is great. That's what the lines you. Where is it? And then one day before came an angel, sweet and true. Must be talking about Deborah.
Oh my God.
Well, that's true. Nice job, Budo.
And WSP, your thoughts?
Oh, boy. Well, knowing the history, I think, really helps color the poem or the song as well. Because for me, like the stanza, I looked up to the heaven above, to gray skies I gave my praise, a gift of love so precious, my angel better days. For me, I was like, oh, that's when his kid was born. You know, like for like, I was like, oh, wow, this is, because I was like, the month we call December of the year 2002, it's like, man, they're really trying to mark this date down. So for a hot second there,
aww,
I was like, ah, nice. It's about like, you know, a new gift of love. Oh, that's cute. Then the previous comment, oh, that's what meant that. I was like, oh, that also makes a lot of sense. So, but I guess all this to say that, you know, it's a very powerful and loving poem and song. So I think that that emotion is clearly shown in this writing.
Awesome. And Gresh, your thoughts?
I really love the song. I think it speaks to, you know, it's just it's like one of those rites when he says it's a rite of passage that a lot of people never find, and it teaches you a lesson that when you do find that love, it's like nothing you've had before. And I really, the chorus was awesome, but I think what I liked the most is exactly what the other person said, is I looked up to heaven above, to the gray skies I gave my praise, a gift of love so precious, my angel, better days. I really, that hit home for me. I mean, it's like he finally found better days because he found the one, you know. It's awesome.
Awesome. And Wayne, last comment goes to you, and then I'm going to throw up your little music there.
All right. Well, I hate to follow Budo, because it's kind of a bad thing to do. But anyway, there's nothing like having an angel hang around. I know I put mine through hell. I love the song, and my angel probably made me write a poem about her. I wish I could sing. This angel, the angel then was mine. That's a mighty, mighty good fine line there. And this is a good job on this Budo, and I enjoyed it a whole lot. Good job, my man.
Excellent.
And my poem is just going to be something about a Pink Floyd parody of a company numb. It's called Totally Dumb. So it's different, but I can't sing, but I tried my best.
All right.
So all in all, just another ease on the wall.
All right. Before I start this, though, I'm going to welcome a few more people aboard.
Hello.
Hello, 512.
Hello,
512. How are you,
hello.
Frank?
Hello, can you,
hello.
Can you hear me?
Frank.
Yes, I can.
Hey, Frank.
And then
hello there, my friend.
I'm gonna say hi to Sky, too. Hello, Sky.
Hello. Sky,
hello.
Sky.
We're going to play Wade, and then you're right up, okay? Because I know your time crunch. I'm aware. It's late for you. All right, Wade. Here we go.
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Is there anyone who cares? It's odd you come near me. I feel I am alone. Tell me how, with COVID I came down. This virus is insane. Will I ever have taste again? Kick back. Let me use the bathroom first. Hate the needle tracks. Cover up with long sleeve shirts. There is no cure I am receiving. With a weakened grip, I joke about my surviving. Don't like the way this virus behaves. My hips move, but I can't tell that I'm swaying. When I was wild, I wasn't a believer. Hung out in old sailors' saloons. But then I found my very best old friend. I can't expect my friend to lend a hand. No longer give a damn. I feel I've become totally dumb. Play it, Wayne. I say, I need my medicine quick. There'll be no more with a needle you can stick. Can I throw up with this virus? No, I couldn't. If I die, tell everyone you know, I couldn't get my nose to blow. There is no cure I am receiving. With a weakened grip, I joke about my surviving. Don't like the way this virus behaves. My hips move, but I can't tell that I'm a swaying. When I was wild, I started fighting pimps. Always figured I would die. I've been a cook, but I was wrong. I could have been a singer by now. Been well known
I could have sung a song. I feel I've become totally dumb. The end.
Oh my God, Wayne. You just make me giggle all the time. If I don't tell everyone, you know, I couldn't get my nose to blow. First off, anyone that can write this is so far from being totally dumb, it's unbelievable. I thought this was brilliant. It's funny. It's a great parody. You sing better than I will ever sing. I love When I Was Wild, I Wasn't a Believer, hung out in old sailor saloons. Oh, we had something in common, didn't we, Wayne? Wow. absolutely fabulous. I really, really like this. Rag and Tour, you were giggling a lot, so why don't you give me a great comment on this, please?
And you know, Wayne, I think we're going to have to start calling you Pelvis if your lips are a little bit swaying. I really enjoyed it, Wayne. It was so far from dumb. I would say it bordered on brilliant. I enjoyed it very much. You did a great job with the lyrics.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
AP, comment from you, please.
I just love the song delivery, Wayne. I mean, I just thought it was beautifully, you know, understated, for want of a better word. You know, like when the band there really, you know, go for it, you just sort of held right back, and it just matched perfectly with the lyric. It just was such a dry sort of humour, and it came out beautifully. Wayne, well done.
Thank you, AB. Appreciate it. Like my humour.
It had to be dry.
I started with the pin.
Yeah. Hatter, you got a comment for this?
Yeah, it was well done. It was went right along with the lyrics. I this is one of my favorite songs. You followed. I love the lyric you put in where, or it's actually the chorus, my lips, I see your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I had it here. I think he's jumping.
All right.
Yeah, it was well done, Wayne. Roger Waters and Dave Gilmore, just call it in.
And then, of course, next we have Scott. I have to give the final comment and read her poem.
Wayne, oh my goodness, this was clever. I mean, with COVID, I chained down the virus and saying, "Will I never have taste again?" I mean, you bring a lot in there, of course, relevant things, but turned in a humorous way. I thought it was well done. It's not easy to do parodies. It's not, and it's quite brave to go on air and start singing. Really well done.
Thank you very much, Sky.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Sky, will you throw you on the board?
Oh, thank you. Now, this is for Deb's contest, so Deb doesn't have to comment if she doesn't want to. I'll understand. But I haven't written anything new in weeks. Like, the last one I wrote new was for Deb's Monday. So I've been... Oh, I gave you it. You want me to put it on the board? Is that what you
mean? Yeah. Yeah, it would be great.
Okay, I can. All right. Apparently, I only write for Deb these days. It's few and far between. All right. This is my totally straight poem that I wrote for Deb. So, a double shot of sack. He tasted of sugar spearmint and chocolate cigarillos, salted dreams and candied musk, thick inhales of eau de parfum, a hydro flask tumbler filled with wintry vanilla tones, warm swills of toasted oak and charcoaled bourbon, Gucci gardens made with alchemy and summer sweats. His face held shadow solos accompanied by blue jazz moods, plumes of smoke spirals and tendered ash, waiting to twitch. Cinder structures of tobacco paper, gray husks filled with all the exhales left to smolder in the cloak of his gaze. And poem. My super straight poem for Deb.
What? Wow. I am, of course, in love with this poem because there's everything in it that I love. Has jazz notes. It has salted dreams and candy musk. It has filled with wintry vanilla tones. Space health shadow solos accompanied by, that is a hell of a good line. Left to smolder in the cloak of his gaze. That, I got to tell you, that's something that I definitely want to feel. Smolder in the cloak of his gaze. I'm kind of jealous about that line right there, young lady. Let me get some comments from you as I continue to drool over that. Gress, your thoughts?
Yeah, it brought me back to some of the beat writes that back in the day in the late 50s, early 60s. If you just kind of like get that whole vibe, he tasted the sugar spearmint and chocolate cigarillos, salted dreams and canceled beats, muffins, thick inhales of the Oh, I love that. It just gets me back to the beat poetry, kind of like with the jazzy, you know, you got to snap your fingers with it. At the beat, get it going. I love it. I just wrote that smoking like a beat poet. Love the feel and smell of the word. You can almost see the smoky haze in this place that you're walking into and all the people in it and all the stuff where the hell with the smoke. We're going to do whatever we want to do in this place. That's awesome. Good job.
Thank you, Gress.
Frank, your thoughts.
Yes, I thought the piece was very, well, it was seductive, but I thought it was also very much very, very, very poetic. I enjoyed the metaphors above all. You know, I'm not a smoker here. I mostly just drink wine, but I don't really smoke. But I thought you smoked me here, this poem here. This was certainly detailed, you know, in metaphors, enriched in layers of metaphors. You really did a fantastic job with that prompt there. You know, I almost felt that I was actually watching the scene unfold here as you described each line there.
Thank you, Frank.
All right.
I'm not a smoker either. I actually hate the smell of smoke. You can never tell by the
phone. I do that at times.
All right. AP.
Yes. Wow, I really enjoyed the language of the voice, the use of words, the way that you built that scene was quite beautiful, Sky, and it just really did give a sense of place and the feel and the sense of being there. I really enjoyed the piece.
Thank you, Effie.
All right, AP, I'm going to throw you up.
Yeah.
Very nicely. Am I?
See, that battle of taste or what? You going to throw him up?
Yeah.
I am. You know, AP, AP's kind of got that Vegemite sandwich taste to him, and none of us enjoy that.
Oh. I've got a very different sort of meal to me today, Sweet. I'm actually at the place that I'm in.
Well, AP, you don't even have anything on the board, so you got to put yourself up.
I'll put myself up. The place I'm in is not policing. The car. I'm sitting in the car. I'm sitting in my Audi out front.
You're sitting in your eyes. As long as you're not running over crocodiles or the king of roos aren't bouncing on you.
It's very, very nice. It's a nice car, and I haven't been driving it very much lately, but it's a lovely car. Now, I was going to say that... I'd actually left All Poetry, and then a team of voices came about, and so I came back.
because otherwise I wouldn't have been on All Poetry. You did ask a question about Deb's Monday shows, and I've been back in my current guise for just about 2 years, and I've had 7 front pages. Shows.
Awesome.
There you go.
Well, then I'm way past 10 then.
So, this is for our 3rd anniversary from the August setting of the front seat of the Audi to you, and it goes a little bit like this. Again, branches, they sought toward fronds of olive in a darkening scene. Mysteries are hidden off the broad by cypress tree tapestries and shades of green. As friends work to clamber out chalk-outlined bodies in titanium cages, previous experience counted now, autumn leaves fell to the ground in pages. Hide mysteries in wonderland shadows, tea parties taste, riches, butterflies waltz, the sugar of experience flows, making it easy to avoid fluff or schmaltz. As strips of magnesium burn to clouds, Brumby's feet churn red dusts and choices, whether early or late, still a crowds, for activity fills a team of voices. End poem.
Well, you are quite sly there, Mr. A.P. Taylor, because I recognize quite a few of those little phrases.
Yes.
Thank you for dipping your fingers into quite a few of our poems, because as a team, that is definitely our voice. That poem is filled with phrases from A.P., J. Hatter, Deborah Lee, and Sweet Pea, and it is greatly appreciated. I am very honored that you put us all in there, for we are a team of voices. Thank you very much. So I will let Deborah Lee, what are your thoughts on this?
Oh, I thought it came out fantastic, and I too recognize the lines. And I got a kick out of one of the two of the spots where you put a little extra emphasis on specific words. And I do have to say that I'm fairly confident that I've never heard a poem before that has schmaltz in it. that made me giggle. But, this came out awesome. And I'm glad you brought it. Awesome share.
Thank you, Deb.
For all those activities. Fill a team of voices.
Yeah. And Hatter, your thoughts.
I love the rhyme through here. This is excellent, AP. I love how you started it. Again, branches that sought towards fronds of olive in the darkened scene. Mysteries of hidden off the broad of cypress trees, tapestries and shades of green. The long line rhyme, perfect. And, of course, the hide mysteries in wonderland shadows, keep parties taste rich, and butterflies waltz. Well done, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam. Thank
you. Now, I know you mentioned that you might want to speak to some secrets. Would you like to share those secrets, or are those for later?
Put them up on the board bit later, Sweet. There's a few little connections to our previous time, and it's probably worth me putting those up on the board later.
Okay. I would love to see those. That's very important to me. So, Gressman, since your time is almost nigh, you have the last comment, and I will have your poem up.
You know, I just like how he has the integration of all the beautiful people of Team of Voices into the poem, and he massively does it in rhyme. And, you know, AP and I go back a long way. I think it's been like 6 or 7 years now, maybe even longer.
Yep.
Going through these writings on here. I think before we even had a show that we commented on other you know, on poems before we even knew about, you know, the show or anything. So it's awesome. I really enjoyed it, and he did a great job. And you know how I feel about you, AP. I love your writing all the time.
Thanks, Chris. Cheers.
All right. Do you want me to read or no?
Yes, I have you on the board. I didn't throw you up, toss you hard, or anything. I can't replace you.
Okay. All right. So this is a little bit of a slap to people. Hopefully you understand some of the stuff in here. It was one day I was really pissed off because, as you know, I'm a big fan of Florida, and it's just becoming worse and worse. So this is my yelling to the people that be. So here we go. Eminent domain, the quiet refrain of progress, shifting the blame to an unholy name for our public trust of hopes crushed and bedazzled bust of men that spoke to simple folk. Backdoor deals and endless appeals leading to the slaughter of Mother Nature's daughter, the bargaining chips as the diesel strips land in the grandest plan. Little cube houses for a humanoid mouse. I know it should be my, but I didn't think twice because neither did they. Removing the stigma of the confounded enigma, McMansion's expansions, connotations, and salutations can't explain our need to continue to feed on the green. The birds will swim, the fishes will fly, and in the end, we all will die. The planet, the sun, the stars will all go on. Life is a con. So continue the mockery, hick, dick, dockery of chiming the climate control, reducing the coal with electric cars and balanced jars, spending a quarter to save a dime. We've already lost the time.
Wow. Okay. I can't say I disagree with you in a lot of this. I like backdoor deals and endless appeals, leaves as the fodder of Mother Nature's daughter, the bargaining chips is the diesel strip, the land is the grandest plan. You know, there's so much. Spending a quarter to save a dime, we've already lost the time. I really, truly understand where you're coming from, and I love that it goes all the way down to the small plankton, that people don't understand something as simple as plankton can kill us. It upsets the entire balance of our universe. And, for Christ's sake, just grab a cup. We don't need 10,000 plastic bottles of water. It blows my mind how much just the amount of water bottles we carry around. I can't even understand that. Pay your gas station to put a washer filter in their bathroom. I don't understand. I really don't. It boggles me. But I think it's just brilliant, and it says a lot. And I love your use of hickory dickory dockery. It amuses me. That's basically what I can say. The poem doesn't, but the hickory dockery, hickory dickory dockery does. Brilliant job as always, Mr. Gressman.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Racky, what are your thoughts?
Oh, you don't want to ask me. my mind is twisted and warped. I hear plankton, I think SpongeBob. But the poem overall, you know, on a serious note, without being too glib, when you got to the part about spending a quarter to save a dime, that really hit home. The whole bureaucracy thing is you know, I won't say obnoxious because, you know, I can't help but think, you know, okay, I understand it needs to be there, but it's the implementation of it that really gets bastardized to such a travesty that it's just impossible to live your life sometimes. And that's really what resonated the most with me with this piece, because, you know, the government is going to sit there and lord over us and tell us everything. And you know, there's really nothing we could do about it. And you know, I mean, we could raise our voices, but, you know, sometimes it feels like you're never even going to be heard, and it's pointless. So, yeah, I really appreciated this. It was a great piece.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And the other master of the universe, David, your thoughts on that?
I'm muted.
Yeah.
He's kissing the dark mother. Give him a minute.
David. David, your thoughts? I lost David.
I'll comment.
Okay.
Yeah, it spells out exactly what's going on. We're just kicking the can down the road. We're setting the human experience up to for a great travesty. Once again, our leaders are failing us. They know what's going on. We don't address a problem until it's too late. The plastics have gotten out of control. I mean, this is just the beginning. When the door opens up, we're going to have a big problem. And the thought that we always leave a better life for our children is a myth. We're setting for a great travesty. It's a shame. Nice poem.
All right, I'm going to give WFP.
Thank you very much.
WFP, you are the last commenter, and then I'm going to put your poem on the board.
All right, sounds good. So I agree with what everyone else is saying, that the message is really poignant, and we're sounding the alarm, about what can really kill us and the general world health. Maybe it was the way that you're reading it or like the cadence, but to me it kind of felt also like there's a lot of aggressiveness, which is fine, because there's anger and frustration against this. But with that, it kind of also made me think of a little bit of this could be used as a rap battle of sorts, because it was kind of coming in like ta 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 ta, and then you come in with like little cube houses for humanoid mouses. Yeah, I know it should be mice, but I didn't think twice. It's kind of like an F you for trying to get me on semantics sort of situation. So, I'm like, this is kind of like a fun, angry poem too, that's really sounding the alarm on, your thoughts for the environment,
Yeah, it's like the thing is that, I live in Florida and it's being given away. They don't realize what they do. They take, they think a swamp isn't worth anything. Let me tell you something. That's worth everything. And they dig it up and they cut down the cypress trees and they make these little subdivisions down here and they don't really care about it. It's all in progress's name. And it's to where the point that it's getting to be crazy, and it's all about money, and it's nothing about, oh, well, we give them green space. Well, they replace swamp with like 10 little trees, and they call that equal. That's not. It's not right. It's not correct. And we can complain about the Amazon forest and all that kind of stuff. But I appreciate it, and I appreciate y'all. It's nice to be here on the third anniversary. And I think people need to know that we do have voices. And even though I got this shared a few times on Facebook by my friends, and that's all it is just trying to give some meaning. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you right back. I'm so glad you were able to call. I'm just talking because my sweet dropped. I'm sure she'll be back in a moment. But I know she was thrilled that you called too. And here's to another year. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome.
So where are we? Let's wait for sweet because WSP is about to read. And I am looking, and she's not back in yet. So let's see what happened.
I'm here.
There she is. Okay. WSP, take us away.
All right. So this is a more cutesy cheers kind of poem that I was able to write up before coming in. It's called Happy 3-Year Anniversary to ATOV. Happy are we to find sweet solace around a group of like-minded people, passionately sharing their and reading their poems and whatever is on their mind. You'll never need to be shy in this group. Becoming a more confident writer is a joy that grows with each passing day, reaching new heights. This group's star is rising, and this group is now a 3-year-old toddler hurrying into the unknown as their diligent caretakers ensure safety, always taking care to learn and make friends. Young and old, all are welcomed in this team. All the best wishes for this group's members, and that we may continue to laugh and grow over another 3 years, or where, well, over 3 more years, where our voices play over the radio.
Aw, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are toddlers. We laugh at park jokes, and we do all kinds of crazy things, and we make mistakes, and we throw tantrums, and we learn as we go. Trust me, it's been a really, really fun journey, and it continues to be one. I definitely enjoyed myself and continue to enjoy myself. Let's see. Wayne, what do you think?
I said,
make me laugh.
Your words speak of the feelings of all the members of this wonderful group here. You said it perfectly, and that's exactly how I feel about it, and did a great job of this. It made me feel good. Good job of this.
Yes. And Frank, your thoughts?
Yes, I thought it was a wonderful tribute here and dedication here to the group here. Certainly we've all grown in the aspect of writing. The one thing that's more important is that we've all grown in the aspect of friendship.
And Deb, you started this one. What did you think?
Oh, I love it, especially the fact that you mentioned that we take them young and old, and all are welcome in this team. That's sort of how we started out, wanting everybody to feel welcome and feel comfortable. So the fact that you put that in your poem is extra special. And I like the little pieces, like where you talk about us being a toddler, hurrying to unknown, this diligent caretakers. I mean, it's just really, really sweet. And I appreciate it, and I'm thrilled that you were able to participate in our 3rd anniversary. Thank you so much.
Glad to be on.
Yes. Let's see. Deb, I have not gotten to my box, by the way. Sorry.
Okay, well, there's an announcement for you to make there. That's the only reason I'm being a pain about it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No worries.
All right. No worries. Let me get the next poem up. It's going to be, let's see, dun, 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 two voices. Who else is here? I am going to say... Wait. Hatter, I'm looking. Buddha on a family Titus. It's going to be Frank, if I can find him. I do not know why I do not see you, Frank. I know you have a poem on my board. Hey, Frank.
It's because he changed his profile pic.
Franklin, don't do that to me.
No. What did I do? I didn't hear that.
Throw your poem on my board because I cannot find it in my thing, and I know you put it up there.
Oh, I have.
Oh, there you are. You did.
Oh, yeah.
I've got it. You changed it. You've got your little dog on there now.
Yes. I did
okay,
that because
I found
wanted to honor my dog. I wanted to honor my dog today, so that was the reason.
Okay. Okay. I love him. He's adorable.
Oh, it's a female.
Or she's adorable. Okay, I'm sorry. I just have a boy dog. I have a female dog, but, you know, I'm always the boy dog person. So here you go. By Frank. Whenever you're ready, sir. Or do you have a SoundCloud?
Oh, no.
Yeah, just push play.
I'm sorry.
Daisy.
I'm sure you're here. Okay, here goes your SoundCloud here.
I suffer from an acute form of horrible rigidity called catalepsy. A death-like trance that is my crippling phobia to be buried alive. The condition that haunts me in my incessant phantoms of nightmares. A Stygian chamber visible, and my recurring fears and dubiety. Upon a somber day of mist that I shall never forget its true terror. I'd awaken to discover my body in a casket of pitch darkness, all alone with no way to escape the suffocating lack of air. Listen, I began to cough, my fading breath. The sheer panic had seized me. I bolted on the casket open to free myself afterwards, screaming vociferously for someone to hear my desperate cry for help. But no one, not even a wandering soul, it had seemed, was listening. For I was, I thought, within the awful serpent's clutch of my dreadful death. The agonist minute had stalled to become evaporating seconds, and I was covered in the melting moisture of my profound sweat. My veins felt like bursting in my beating heart, thumbed, enthumbed. As the flight of madness had overtaken my gripping sanity, folding at the seams. I had attempted to make me believe this was only a surreal episode, even though death was consuming me inside its powerful hold, coiling a sound of thunder roared, with drops of rain striking the casket, and I took what I thought was to be my final breath of life upon the earth. Suddenly I had heard the pecking of a powerful beak of a creature who perforated a continuous hole that had been made thenceforth by the torn slivers of the wood and the whistling wind bustling fast. It was a lone sable raven that had stared into my bulging eyes. I was saved at last and clawed my way out to rise upon the soil. Yes, yes, alive! The raven croaked and flew away, to be seen thus, nevermore. The boundaries which divide life from death are at best shadowy and vague. Who shall say where one ends and where the other begins?
Damn.
How do I love you? Oh my goodness. I love this. I love the very last line. The raven croaked and flew away to be seen thus nevermore. The boundaries which divide life from death are at best shadowy and vague. Who shall say where one ends and where the other begins? Yes, I had a very unique English teacher who once asked us the question from a Poe novel, and as we were studying him, and turned this little thing around, and it was the boundaries which life, which divide life from death are best shadowy and vague. And she asked us, from whose mouth do we steal our first breath? And your poem just suddenly, her question popped in my mind, and I'm like, from whose mouth do we steal our first breath? And that's a very powerful statement, and you just reminded me from 20-plus years ago, that statement, and I love you for it. Great, great writing.
No, you're welcome.
No,
you're very much welcome.
Oh, great, great, great. Let's see, Grass, your thoughts on this.
You know, there is a big fear in the 1800s when Poe was alive about people being buried alive. So this that sticks with that. And it's like there's a doctor that mortuary or something that said maybe 2% of the people were actually alive when he was buried back then. So it was actually a real significant phobia. And actually people had their caskets have windows in them so people could see if they're alive and stuff. And I just think about just seeing in that window on your casket and you see the dirt being buried on you, and this poem just like makes, I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny because it's actually scaring me kind of thing. It's like, can you imagine the fear that you'd have as you're being lowered into the ground and you're actually alive and there's nothing you can do about it, and you're like just beating the thing trying to get them to understand that you're still in there. It's like scary as hell. And he did a great job reading and writing it. It's just awesome. Very scary and Polish. Very good.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much for that.
And Wayne, your thoughts?
Oh, this is a horrifying poem. I've heard it before, and it makes me start breathing. I can't even get my crisp of breath when he's reading it. I keep losing my breath like it's taking my breath away from me the way he's breathing. And it's a great, great poem. I enjoyed it, and got intensity in it, and scared the hell out of me. Just think I'll be buried in the ground. People bury me. Great poem.
Let's try David again.
Did you hear me?
David. Yeah, I did. I think we did. Did you get him? Did you get it? Frank, did you finish? Did you hear Wayne?
Sorry, y'all. I got to go. Love y'all. Have a good night.
Thanks, Grass. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Grass.
Happy 3 years.
Grass.
Happy 3 years. Made my night,
bye.
Sir. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, David.
Bye.
Cheers,
David. I guess not. So WSP, your thoughts?
All right. So coming back to what Chris was saying about it, it's a real phobia about being buried alive. I was thinking about that a lot, especially because from what I had understood, they used to tie bells, like strings and bells.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy's running around and the bell's not ringing. Someone's trying to kill this guy, you know. So there's like an extra, like, you know, extra layer. I was like, man, I'm with this person that's buried, and then like the other thought that like the safety precautions are not there, so there's something more sinister happening. So there's like a double read that was fun. And plus, I think poems are better when you hear the people read them out loud, because it also adds another feel. And your voice acting is great. I love it. You're in this recording, the voice sounded a little bit like John Cleese, but like gasping for breath. So for me, I was imagining John Cleese buried alive. So that kind of gave it another twist. So it was very enjoyable, both from the macabre side and also from the humor from John Cleese. So very good job.
I appreciate that. Hey, thank you very much, sir.
Great comment. We're going to throw Kay on the board, and
I just want to say,
yes.
I'm going to have to run. Yeah, I'm going to have to run now, sweet. Before I go,
thank you, Frank.
I want to say happy anniversary again, great show. And I'll listen afterwards to the recording of the rest of the show. Everyone have a good night. Take care, my friend.
Good night, Frank. Thank you for joining me.
Good night.
Good
night, sir.
Take care. Good night, my friends. Take care.
Bye. All right. Let me find Kay, and we will push play.
Clink in the teaspoons, wrapped in spices of mirth, by Kay. I'm blessed in ribbons to teal their mahoganies. Café au latte, henna's, the fragility of snowflake sugarins. Russian, their palate of taste. Chambers of home, kitchens its mills to meddle the pennies and thought. A brook to birch and hardwood setting. The stone of vestige, melted in hands. Macaroons, powder in the notions of hearth. Kith and kin, lilt tapestries of embroidery. Whittling a needlework of warmth. Wild rose nestlings, gracing, addressing. As a tapestry sifts the reeds, reminders, and moles of toasted, roasted endearments. And poem.
You know, I gotta say, this is one of my favorite poems of Kay's, and I actually think
it is something that if there should be something called scratch and sniff poetry. I want to be hugged by this poem. I want to be like wrapped in it, and I just want to be cuddled in it and just let me scratch it and sniff it all over. I love all of the feels and the smells and the tapestry that she puts in here. It's just one of those poems that it's not just reading it, but reaching out and touching it. It's full of texture and smell and taste and touch. And I just want to be a part of it. And I really enjoy it. God, I tell you what. And I really felt every bit of this. I again, like I said, one of my favorites of Kay's. Deb, your thoughts on this?
You know, it's one of my favorites too, and I think it's funny because you had just said about the scratch and sniff and the hugs, and I was noticing that in my comment I wrote, love this brevity, and by the time I was finished reading it, I felt like you had just given me a hug. It's a must save. So I like that her wording through here was a hug for us. You know what I mean? And I like all the metaphors and the I'll go with you on that one, and the scratch and sniff surroundings that make this a really amazing brevity. I'm glad she sent this one. It's nice to have a hug on your anniversary.
Yes, it is. All right. And Wayne, your thoughts?
It's the second time I've heard it, and it's a wonderful poem. She's got great phrasing in this. I've just kicked off the poem, so I don't care if you read the phrases I wrote down, but she has wonderful phrasing in this. It reads good, and she has a great voice in her recording, too. Good job with this all the way around. I love it.
Me too. Hatter, your thoughts? That is Hatter.
Oh, yeah, I love the scratch and sniff comment. Smell is the most powerful sense we have to trigger nostalgia. It's the most powerful sense that we have. I don't have a problem usually to pick it up what a poet's writing when it's written in such a way that I can smell the smells the poet's really writing. I don't think it's a very difficult thing to do. I think there's a reason for that. It's to encourage the memories of this human experience that we share. Kay does a very good job of it. I think that's her most powerful tribute to the way she writes.
Absolutely.
Scratch and sniff poetry. Scratch and sniff poetry, yeah.
And everybody say hello to Crystal.
Hello.
Oh, we're going out.
All right, we've got Steven on the board. So I'm going to hit play for him. Where are you, Steven? There he is. All right, here we go.
Hearth by Steven76. Memories placed upon the hearth of hearts and kith and kin. To be forgetful of these friends would surely be a sin. Blazing embers glow below for when hearts beat hard and true. When smiles were shown and watched us grow and loved us through and through. The logs upon the fireplace grate do represent their lives. The span they spent upon this earth to help us become old and wise. The flames that slowly eat away does remind us of how time does quietly take away our family without any reason or rhyme. The smoke that flies up through the flue tells us of their souls and how they raced up to the heavens and through those gates of gold. End poem.
Okay. You know, this is very beautiful, and I is just very hard for me to comment on. I have lost some very close people to me. And it's very hard to really grasp the, I mean, there's a lot of depth and emotion, and this is just there, and it's beautiful, and I appreciate it, but it just really hurts my heart right now. Deb, your thoughts on this?
Yeah. With the parts like, excuse me, the logs upon the fireplace grate do represent their lives, the span they spent upon the earth to help us become old and wise. Just that stanza alone is a tribute, like a thank you to the generations past that turned him into who he is, become old and wise. And the flames that slowly eat away does remind us of how time does quietly take away our family without any reason or rhyme. And we do seem to always look for some, why, you know, and there isn't one. So that hit pretty hard too. And like, yeah, it seems like the older and longer you go along in life, the more people you lose along the way. Really powerful poem.
Absolutely. And Crystal, what do you think?
Yeah, I love the metaphor that he used with this, the whole thing of using a fire and stuff, because if you think about it, often a fire does bring people together. You think about people sitting around a campfire, but at the same time, a fire can do damage just as much, and you lose the things and the people near you. So I like how he incorporated that as a metaphor for as you go on in life, and the people that you lose, but the people that you gain, and here and there. But yeah, I think this is a beautiful poem.
I'm muted.
Anybody here? Hey, Kim. Hello, I'm back again.
Hello, back again.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. I'm back again.
Hello, back again.
Hello.
How's it feel being able to make that same joke twice?
Oh, I don't know. I'm telling you what, between the dogs tonight, my headset tonight, look, you even lost Deb. You know, they lost you and me at the same time. They can't do that. Right? Walk Talk's not...
I'm back.
They're all... Yeah, okay, silence. What happened? What happened? I don't know. Hatter, did you take over for us?
Yeah. No. Commenting on Dave's, right? Is that what you asked?
No, do you know that Deb and I both disappeared? So if Deb and I both disappear at the same time, you're supposed to jump in and be the host.
Oh, I didn't notice. Sad thing. Well,
I mean,
you
kind of did. You said I'm muted.
Oh, my God. Yes, please comment on Stephen's poem.
Well, I think he's mentioned that she was right. The metaphor of the fire, when you first started, it's glorious, you know, and then it, as it burns down, it feeds into the same line that Deborah mentioned, the flames that slowly eat away does remind us of how time does quietly take away our family. Time, the most precious thing there is in our life, and it's too bad most people don't realize it until time is no longer your friend. Time is the cruelest of things. It does take away the most precious things in your life, your friends and your family. And embrace every minute you have. Make every minute count. Because time one day will not be your friend. And you need to embrace it. It's part of the human, what we call the human experience here. We do it every show. There are rites that reflect on time. It's the one thing we cannot ever get back. So spend
Absolutely.
It well.
Absolutely, I agree. All right. We are now going to listen to the wise man we call Titus. Everyone is ready. Here we go, Mr. Titus.
Love's impromptu. I do accept that the code of nature in my heart has been encouraged by a wide preconception. Hatreds, wholeheartedly mine, for which blame in parts. Some discomfort is shown, it's been invaded. Dense as a means to portray what is neglected. You'll have sunlight every day not to discover the meaning of life. Had you noticed, detected that my darkness undercover shows no other. I'm determined though to find what of sunlight. And for any other there is this smooth lackluster, passionate glimpse, something more than slight. Opening any wonder as to why I cannot muster. To penetrate as light by what it feels to gather, that things are holy now to contend myself, if not to forget love around me, a world rather forgotten, it has to impose upon merely health. Others seem unabashed, where there is mention of money, another ill trait, for which this peril evolves around, it seems there is with intention, rising above the other, a hint of whose is feral. A love I can no doubt understand if being close without you to attach whereby it were necessary to match for detail spreading love which grows, dissection of a nature not as sad but just as wary. I continue in the hope of lost abandonment, shy. Why that is, existence is important to the likes. There are moments when, unlike dark, I can try. With much determined effort, sunlight strikes.
Wow. Another beautiful love poem by Mr. Titus. I really enjoy the way he looks at life and love and many things that he breathes forth in poetry. He has a very classic style, but it's definitely his own style. He has a way of putting a traditional spin on very modern romance, I guess. Others seem unabashed where there is mention of money, another ill trait for which there is peril. Evolves around, it seems, there is with intention, rising above the other, a hint of who is sterile. I think I read that right. I don't have my glasses. But he always makes me think, and I'll say it 100 times, what I say all the times when I read Titus, is he's a man that makes me go back and read him again and makes me think, and I always do, because that's what he does. I think that's why he's that type of poet that he is. He is a thinking man's poet or thinking woman's poet, but he's a beautiful poet. He's just one of those people that makes me want to be a better poet, because I compare my writing to him and I go, oh, God, I'm never going to be a great poet. But he's a mentor, so I really do enjoy you. Deb, your thoughts on this?
For one, what an awesome comment. And the poem, I agree. He writes with such a class and style that most of us can only hope to achieve someday. and it always makes it seem so effortless, you know. I do accept that the code of nature in my heart has encouraged a wide preconception, hatred, wholeheartedly mine, for which blame in part some discomfort is shown. It's been invaded. When your comfort is invaded, it's a really terrible thing. That hit me, but there was something else. I'm trying to find it while I'm. Others seem unabashed where there is mention of money, another ill trait for which this peril evolves around it. So many things revolve around that almighty dollar. It seems to get me angry quite often. And I like how he ends that stanza with rising above the other, a hint of who's this peril. Really, really interesting, unexpected wording in this one as well. Love's Impromptu. I really love the title. Thanks, Jim. And thanks for sending it to the anniversary celebration title.
And Crystal, your thoughts?
Yeah, this one's just kind of got me thinking all over the place, which I love that. But like as he starts it out, like what Deb, I'm not going to repeat it again, but with the line that Deb just said about in the beginning, and it does kind of make you think of between love and hatred, and many people would say that there is no love in hatred, but really if you hate someone, there's a caring to care to hate to them. So technically there is. But that came to my mind. And then later along when he's bringing out between the darkness and the sunlight, I like that part of it too, because that kind of makes you think as well that you have a heart, and sometimes it seems like it can be in the darkness and then sometimes it can be in the sunlight, but yet sometimes you're so confused of where it actually is. I don't know, that's kind of the thoughts that were going through my head. We have nothing to do with the poem, but going through my head on this. But yeah, there was a lot I was thinking though. So thank you, Titus, for making me think. It's a great poem.
Absolutely. All right, Crystal, that puts you on the board. Well, not yet, but you'll get there in a second. Great comment, by the way. I like that you have to love enough to hate or care enough to hate. That was a great observation. Do you have a sign card I'm supposed to look forward to?
Yes. It should be under my name. So it should be in the C's.
I got it.
Oh, I was going to say I didn't even pay attention. I added it into the...
okay.
And everything is such a mess. But God remembers that I am blessed. When everything seems to be wrong, I gotta resume to stay strong. And everything is such a mess, but I gotta remember, God's got the rest. And everything, after all, is edging me to stand tall. And after all, I've been through. And after all, I gotta trust you. This is my life, this is my call, and you'll catch me when I fall. Everything is such a mess, but God remembers that I am blessed. I feel like crumbling, try not to fall, and just crawl when everything it's such a mess. Life's put me to the test. And after all it is done, I can say I have won. After all I've been through, and after all I gotta trust you. This is my life, this is my call, and you'll catch me when I fall. Everything is such a mess, but I gotta remember that I am blessed. When everything seems to be wrong, I gotta resume to stay strong. And everything is such a mess, but I gotta remember God's got the rest. And everything is such a mess, but I gotta remember I am blessed.
Wow, Crystal, that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love the lyrics. I love everything that you had to say. And you've got a great voice. I have no ability to sing, hold a tune, or be melodic in any way. But that one, I really, you know, often don't remember that we're blessed. We often look at all the nightmares and all the things that spring up around our blessings and find that darkness, even though a single candle can be seen in 100 miles of darkness. We always want to wallow in the darkness. I thought this was very beautiful. Deborah Lee, your thoughts?
Well, for starters, I really love that you sang this one. And I agree with Sweet that your voice was great. You had, there was a tenderness in it when you were singing. And the message that you got to remember that you're blessed. The whole thing is really, really, really great. And there was different emotions in there. Like you were feeling like crumbling and trying not to fall and just crawl when everything is a mess. And you go back to, and after it's all done, I can say I have won. And then at the very end there, and everything is such a mess, but you got to remember that God does got the rest. Everything is such a mess. My God, and remember, I am blessed. So that message of trying to remember that you're blessed is a powerful one. And they come in handy many days, but still thrilled to hear you sing, Crystal.
Thank you. I thought I would bring, I haven't done a song in a while, but I was like, I got to bring something for the anniversary show that, like, is different than would normally.
Well, thank you. And WST, your thoughts.
Right. Much like what Deb was saying, I think it's a really empowering poem and song, I think, just because, like, everything is such a mess, is repeated over and over, and so there's, like, a lot of pain reflected through it, but then it's coupled with, you know, God remembered that I am blessed, so, you know, there's, like, that cheering on, you know, so it's, like, recognizing that there's problems, but still cheering yourself on. So I was like, this feels kind of empowering, and it's a really good attitude to get out of it. And because of that coupling, it really made me think of the, I think it's a Churchill quote of, like, don't let perfection be in the way of progress, or, like, be the enemy of the good, where it's, like, a lot of times, like, you know, when you're trying to get your life in order, or, like, just trying to clean your room, where we're so obsessed to cleaning it to be perfect that a lot of the times we kind of give up, or it feels tougher. But, you know, the idea is, like, nah, don't worry about it being perfect. It's okay that it's a mess. You know, just, you know, keep crawling, keep doing what you can, and eventually, yeah. And like you say, you know, in the line, and after all it is done, I can say that I have won. So it really made me think about those lines.
Thank you.
Excellent. Hatter, your thoughts?
Yeah, it totally reminded me of that song, that Canadian girl who was 14, Nickelback girl, I'm with you.
what's her name, Deb? Oh, shoot. Ariel. Anyway, yeah, everything is such a mess. You look around and search for something, but you don't know what it is. You think you do. Got to remember God's got the rest. I thought it was well done. Wish I could remember the girl's name from Canada.
Are you thinking of Avril Lavigne?
Yes.
Are you,
is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she sings that song, I'm With You.
Okay, I'm trying to think of every other song she sings except that one. I think you had her.
Beautiful.
Deb, can I get you to read Heavenly Angels poem?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. All right, here we go.
Okay. Here. Page, there it is. Okay. It's called Poetic Rain by Heavenly Angel. And here we go. I twirl childlike in a chiffon summer dress as words spewed and formed puddles of adjectives falling from blue, expressing emotions the soul cannot escape. The words grew fresh roots like fields of wild sunflowers or rows of emerald green clover scenting the pages of my mind. Whispers emerged into sighs of illusions, the essence of the art, as expressions are sent from heavenly angels. With calm, raising gingerly gleams of hope, I pen imaginary moments of escape into blackberry ice cream castles in the air. It's life's illusion, I recall, exploding in the deluge. And poetically. And poetically.
I really enjoyed this poem. You know, I would love to twirl in my summer dress. And I guess she has this bouncing ball of verbiage. I just found it just refreshing. Whispers emerge in the sighs of illusion. The essence of the art as expressions are sent from heavenly angels. It has a love that ignites glow and beauty. And I think she did such a beautiful illustration of the prompt, which is based on the quote, freedom and fullness of expressions are the essence of the art. And I think she nailed it 100%. It just has that perfect flow and poetic. I love Poetic Rain, by the way. I'm very jealous of that, too. A deluge, exploding in a deluge of poetic rain. Well done, Heavenly. Just very well done. Deb, you read it. Your thoughts, please.
Well, I got to read this one twice now, and it still felt just as powerful this time as it did it. As it did the first time. And I, too, I love that title, Poetic Rain. And I as it we went through with the colors and feelings, it was uplifting. And it really struck out from that she put expressions are sent from heavenly angels, considering her profile name. It was like she put herself in there. And then there's just something about that ending of exploding in a deluge of poetic rain. It's just a stunning beginning and ending, like full circle. As a matter of fact, I have it on one of my brevity lists. So, like, yeah, it's an excellent piece.
And, Crystal, your thoughts?
Sorry, I was getting myself off of mute. So the Heavenly Angel, I absolutely love this poem. I love it. As soon as like Deb was reading certain parts, there were so many lines that I wanted to steal, but I think the one that I love the most though is the words grew fresh roots like the fields of wildflowers and rows of emerald green clovers scenting the pages of my mind. How beautifully poetic is that? So she's bringing, like, she's using so many metaphors and so many, like, ways of poetry in this, but at the same time she is describing what sometimes the words feel like when you let them loose and when you let them out on the page, and they just turn into this big field of flowers sometimes, and you can just see the growth. I mean, I think we've all seen poets and seen their poetry grow, and sometimes it is like this beautiful growth of fields of flowers that you're walking into. So I love the metaphor of that. And I'm probably, of course, going to love the gleams of hope. That's beautiful right there too. But yeah, I am just like, love this poem. It's so beautiful, and it does pretty much rain poetry, I think.
And Rocky, for your thoughts.
I don't know. It's hard.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. I got it. All right. I've got Freebird up next. And I will read for Freebird. All right. The muddy boot tastes like love used to feel. Behind those words unspoken, token affection, each dream's alive. After breakfast, it burns pinholes in the modicum of trust you allowed yourself, so that one day you choose to believe in possibilities. But those possibilities, damn your soul, their existence proves. Their doubt is worth more than your dreams. Their negativity weighs more than your hope. Their hate is stronger than your love. Damn those possibilities that fed your joy into darkness, eating self-doubt. Damn that joy that believes how love feels, that everyone is deserving of honest affection. Because in those moments you rise. You rise through awareness of truth. You rise. You rise above the shame in their eyes. You rise. You rise off the ground they stomp you into. You rise on your own two feet, on your own volition, to believe in the possibilities that life is more than this. And the poem. Damn, pretty good. I find your spirit, your self, so powerful and so big and so full of life. And your words are just as big and powerful and full of life as you are. And just being your presence sometimes just awes me as to your words, your poetry, your prose, and everything about you. And I'm sorry you're not here, because I know how much you want to be here. And for a moment, if I could be your voice, I'm proud to be your voice, and it's always an honor to read you. Brad, any hope I'm getting a comment from you now? I know you're struggling tonight. I know you are. I apologize.
That's all right. You know, You talk about her words and her spirit. You know, it's, a lot of times, you know, I feel the same. I feel like it's humbling, because her relationship with the words that she puts on the page, and with you know, emotions and truths. It's just, you know, they find a way into the way that she tells the stories that she tells, and it's really, you know, It gives me pause all the time. You know, it reminds me of you know, the weight of the words that we say to each other, the meaning behind it, is so much involved in just, you know, what a simple conversation can sometimes mean, especially if someone takes it out of context or something. But, yeah, she really hits home with that when she talks about, you know, the things that people say and then her reactions to them.
Absolutely. And WST, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, it's a really powerful poem. I think the repetition really drives home a lot of the message. Like I especially like, you know, the whole part of like, you know, you rise through awareness of truth, you rise. Like it has a very powerful, for lack of a better word, you know, feeling and rush. You know, it kind of like when you were reading that, for me, like I felt like I was breathing in, chest rising, you know, every time you're saying you rise. So, you know, I had like a very like primal reaction. And I think that's very, very strong considering, you know, that the beginning of the poem, you know, there's like a lot of negativity weighing down Pretty Bird. So, you know, rising through that negativity, I think is very, very powerful to see both written and expressed in this poem.
Thank you from the both of us. Hatter, your thoughts from the bird?
Yeah, it's the story of all of us trudging through life. You rise with your own humility. You rise from your own shame. You rise from when they stomp you to the ground, but you always rise. Then you realize why, and in search of that question, you realize that there is more to life than what heaven and earth. And I think it's a great, great piece.
Absolutely. All right. WST is going to read for Rack and Tor. I really appreciate that. So he is up on the board.
So WSP reading the poem Sweet Life, written by Raconteur. Underneath a waning moon, pinned to a silicon sky, a pretty bird calls to the morning sun, announcing daybreak is nigh. Cobalt crayons conjure captivating characters, trading from the mind of the girl with cinnamon hair. In her world, the Wizard of Oz often spoke backwards, and her beloved Hatter turned up everywhere. One by one, her playmates fall, with frightening efficiency, they meet their demise. If you judge this book by its cover, you're in for a wicked surprise. She's an incredibly strong woman, trying not to drown in the tears that she cried, painting a smile on her face, concealing the pain she carries inside. Watching her suffer in silence as life takes its toll, I can't help but admire the profound beauty of her naked soul. End poem.
This poem always gets to me because it was written for me in a moment of my life that was not the greatest for me. And as I say in my comments, if I could thank you enough, I would. But no, I can't. So love me anyway, my darling friend. And I'll just say the same thing because you know how much it meant. It will always mean that. And most of you know, but I actually had the pleasure of meeting Rack this month. And it was profound. And everything he is just a generous, very helpful person, and I'm very, very glad that I met him. And he has meant a lot to me then, and it will always mean a lot to me. So thank you for being there for me. WSP, you read it. What did you think?
Right. So reading it, you can see things that a lot of winks and nods to a lot of other people, right? Because there's Sky, S-K-Y-E, a wink to Pretty Bird, you know, I believe Cobalt Crayons also. So there's a lot of winks and nods. Hatter turned up, you know, so I think this was kind of one of you know how street artists, you know, if they do a good job painting a wall, they'll sometimes tag on top of it to with the names of
right.
their friends in the gang. So this was very felt like a tagging to be like, yo, I know these people as well. Shout out to my friends, you know. So I think there was a lot of winks and nods that I really appreciated. And just from a personal experience, like also there's call outs to yeah, I think your poems as well, Sweet. Like a lot of other people's poems, but like yeah, the created from the mind of the girl with the cinnamon hair. Maybe think of a poem that you recently shared to me about like a truck stop with a waitress that had cinnamon hair. I was like, wow, what a coincidence. So there's a lot of, you know, fun nods and shout outs, you know, that to me was really delightful to read like on a surface level. Going a little bit deeper, I think the narrative in this poem and what we're trying to express is very meaningful and touching. And so, you know, it works on the first level with all the shout outs, but also on the second level, you know, trying to make a real connection. Hats off to raconteur. And just like if
yeah.
raconteur is online, is it raconteur or raconteur that we pronounce? Because it's a French word, right? So do you pronounce it with the soft R or the hard R?
It's the French raconteur.
Raconteur, okay, awesome.
Yeah, raconteur. He does mention everybody in Team of Voices that was helping me carry some pain. About 3 months ago, I lost both my father and my father-in-law 10 days apart, and they were all very much there for me. So, Pretty Bird, and the nod to the Wizard of Oz is actually A.P. Taylor, and Cobalt Crayons is Deborah Lee, and obviously Hatter, and you were very right about all of them, you know, being there for me. So it's a very difficult time. So I really impressed that you picked all that up, because most of the people would not recognize all of those people in there. Bravo for you. Deb, your thoughts on this?
I'm impressed too that he picked up so many of the little nods to everyone in there. The poem is awesome. I remember when you presented it, and I remember the sound of Sweet's voice, and you could tell how touched she was. And I think that was one of my favorite parts of it, because it showed how mighty your pen was, but also how mighty your heart is. So it's an amazing share, and I'm glad this is the one that you brought tonight. And happy anniversary to you, too.
Thanks, Debs.
Yeah. And Crystal, your thoughts?
I don't know why we're saying that no one could recognize the names, because I think anybody that's been in a Team of Voices typically knows who everybody is. I mean, I me figuring it out, like, makes sense, because I've been here, like, 2.5 years or something like that, but, like, for WSP to get it don't surprise me that much, but because I feel like, like I said, once you get into the group, you know it. But I did love seeing that, though, as soon as it starts out, like as soon as I saw Sky, I had a grin on my face. As soon as I saw Pretty Bird, I had a grin on, like, every time I saw a name, I liked seeing that. And then when it got down to where we start talking about Sweet, and then it just kind of, like, melts your heart. And I do love the cinnamon hair part. Part to that, but I also love that she is an incredibly strong woman, trying not to drown in the tears that she's cried. I think many of us have been there, and especially what you went through, Sweet, with everything that happened a few months ago, I could feel like you would be more than just drowning in some tears. I feel like you'd be drowning in the river pretty much. But exactly what Rex said, though, an incredible strong woman is what you are and what you went through. You had your strength and you had people around you to build up that strength. So I think, and Rag, this is a beautiful poem, too sweet. So.
Yes, yes it was, very much so. All right, so here is where we are. It is 10:02, and I have in my room, let me see, groups, female voices. I have one, two, I have one poem and two recordings, I think. I have Avnex and RS. But I have a show tomorrow night, so I am going to take those three beautiful poems and I am going to move them over to my show tomorrow night. Because my show is tomorrow night. And it is to freak out Friday night, people, because that's going to be my show tomorrow night. So if you didn't have enough of me tonight, I'm going to be on tomorrow because it's April Fool's Day. So I really, really hope that you go out and you find something fun to do tomorrow. Be nice and sweet and do some crazy stuff. Because it's Frisky Friday, April Fool's Tomfoolery Night. And I will be on at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock my time, which I live in the mountains, so that's Mountain Standard Time. But those beautiful three poems are going to move over. So let me say thank you to everybody that's joined me tonight, starting with, oh my God, A.P. Taylor, Raconteur, Wayne Jett, David, Deborah Lee, Hatter, WSP, Grussman, Crystal, let's see who else. Kay Hatter, of course. Raconteur. He's my favorite. Raconteur. Didn't I say Raconteur right off the bat? Yeah, Jay Hatter's my favorite, but don't tell him. Wayne Jett, I said. And then, of course, everybody in the world that wrote for me, which was absolutely amazing.
Grass
Kay Dave. And Steven. I did say Dave. Poetic Frank. Poetic Pascasco. Pascasco. Oh, good Lord. You can tell I'm getting tired. R.S. Morrison, Steven and Kay. Titus, Heavenly Angel, Grussman, Favorite Prophet, Omnia, Budo, Deborah Lee, who's my queen, Crystal, thank you very much, Pretty Bird, Raconteur, WSP, Irish Rose, Wayne Gent, who was always hilarious, and Jay Hatter, I have not forgotten about you. would you like to read your poem? Because I'd love to actually hear you read it. All right, let me throw that on the board. This is the last poem we're going to read, and then we're going to go out with his song. Because I've never heard him actually read this poem.
Well,
go ahead.
It's called...
Read away, they have.
It's called The Words You Cannot Say, sort of our theme song. It goes like this. I woke from a memory, still lying here next to you, watching you as you dream. The dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reasons I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I'm still here loving you. I'm walking down a rainstorm, just trying to run away. I'm watching broken promises and the words you cannot say. I believed it was forever, but just a moment of your time. I cannot stay because I want to. Are you telling me you're mine? It always stays inside my head, showing me how to cry. It's living in the shadows behind your lion eyes. I'm walking down a rainstorm, just trying to run away. I'm watching broken promises and the words you cannot say. You're covered in all the reasons it's showing right through your eyes. It's written in the heartaches. Why can't you say goodbye? No reason to remember, like a sad country song. For you, for you I take my heart away. Today I love alone. I'm walking down a rainstorm, just trying to run away. I'm watching broken promises and the words you cannot say. And the words you cannot say. Thank you.
Oh,
God, I love that. And as we leave this night, and I want to thank everyone again for making this an amazing third anniversary show for Team of Voices. You guys rock my world. Thank you once again. Please enjoy the rest of your evening, the rest of your night. Have a wonderful April Fool's Day. Go out and tease someone. Tell somebody you're pregnant, especially if you're a guy. That always makes me laugh. Let's say goodnight. Goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you, sweet. Goodnight. Deborah, thank you for everything.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love
and respect. All right, where's your song? There we go. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Watching you as you're dreaming. The dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason. I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant.
Good night, baby. Good night.
See ya.